So the FTC just warned 97 auto dealer groups about using illegal advertising practices. And here's why this is important. If the FTC actually follows through with what they're warning these dealerships about, then it could completely change how a lot of these dealerships actually operate. All right, so what's going on? Well, the FTC actually sent a bunch of letters to a bunch of these automotive dealer groups, 97 of them to be exact. And this is not individual dealerships. These were dealership groups. So a lot of these groups can have lots and lots and lots of dealerships. So this equates to probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dealerships that are actually warned about doing these illegal practices. And what the FTC is calling out is that advertising is a big problem here in the car market. So I'll show you an example of exactly what we're talking about here. So this is a 2026 Mazda 3. MSRP on this thing is $28,590. But if we come around to the front of this windshield, we have these packages that are added on at this specific dealership. We have dealer custom design package, whatever. I'm not going to go through all of it, but you see everything that's added, and this total package is $1,846. So here's the thing. What the FTC is saying is that dealerships are often advertising this MSRP price, which is $28,590. But when you come here to the dealership, you're getting hit with this $1,800 fee. And a lot of these dealerships, I'm not saying this is one that I'm actually standing on right now. This just happened to be the first dealership that I popped onto, and all these cars, they have this added package on this car. But if this dealership would go the route of saying, if you want to buy one of these cars, you have to pay for this package that we already have installed on this vehicle. What the FTC is saying, if that dealership wants to do that, absolutely fine. It's just we cannot advertise that car for the MSRP price, that $28,000, whatever it is. We have to advertise it with that $1,800 fee added on top when we're actually going to the market to advertise this vehicle. What car dealerships usually will do is they'll actually advertise a specific price for one of these vehicles, but when you get to the dealership, you're not paying what the actual price is online. You're getting hit with some kind of service protection fee. You're getting hit with paint protectant. You're getting hit with nitrogen. You're getting hit with dock fees. And all of these fees, a lot of these dealerships are saying, okay, well, the only way that you can purchase this car is by adding on all these fees, and you have to pay them. So what the FTC is saying is that if a dealership is going to act in this manner, well, if they're going to be charging these fees and making it mandatory for a customer to actually pay them, then they have to advertise each and every one of these fees when they're actually showing a price online. And why this is so important is because dealerships don't do that right now. What they do is they advertise that Mazda at $28,000, or they might even take it down and say, okay, we're taking $1,000 off this car, and it's gonna be $27,000, whatever. And you come and buy it, and when you get here, you pay an extra $2,000 on top. So you end up even paying more than what the MSRP was, even though the dealership was leading you to believe that they were selling you a vehicle for under MSRP. And these are the reasons for the warnings, is because it's such a common thing here in the car market that, like I was saying, this dealership, I don't know what's going on with this dealership. I'm not here to make any kind of hit piece, anything, whatever. Maybe you come here and you walk in the door and they knock off that protection package or whatever it is as soon as you come in here. It's not about that. But I knew that whatever random dealership I came onto today to make this video, there was going to be some kind of add-on on the windshield of each and every one of the cars, because it is so common. It is almost as common as a dock fee. And that's the next point that I want to pull up is, okay, well, what do we say about a dock fee now? Because, yeah, all these protection packages, these add-ons and things that are at a lot of, very common at most dealerships that at least I go to, and from what I've heard of across the country, it's going to be about the same thing. But a dock fee is at 99.99999% of car dealerships. And that is absolutely a fee that these car dealers make you pay. So where do these fees, and as far as what's actually connected to the vehicle, what is the FTC talking about? And how I read it is that if a customer is made to pay this at the dealership to be able to purchase the vehicle, then that has to be advertised. So that would lead me to believe that a dock fee, which is charged on every single one of the cars that comes out of these dealerships, is also going to have to be documented, have to be advertised. So here's the thing. I'm in North Carolina. North Carolina is a state that is notorious for having very, very high dock fees at a lot of these dealerships. Most of the new car dealerships that I have checked around my area, their dock fee is $6.99, $7.99, $8.99. I've even seen one for $12.99 at these dealerships. So instantly, with the FTC pushing through this and warning dealers not to have these illegal practices where they're not advertising the actual price of the car with the fees included that a customer has to pay, all those dealerships that are charging an almost $1,000 dock fee, now they have to instantly raise their price when they're advertising it by $1,000. So one other thing that was in these dealership letters that came from the FTC is that vehicles advertised must be available and offered to all customers. Well, that seems silly, right? It seems like if a dealership wanted to sell a vehicle, it would be offered to all customers. Well, see, what they're really talking about is bait and switch. And this happens a lot in the car market, where a dealership will get allocated one base model F-150 or even like a Mazda here that will have a very lower level trim, and they'll be able to sell it for a crazy, crazy low price, and they'll advertise that one vehicle everywhere, but they only got one of them. So that vehicle was probably even sold before the ads would even run, before the numbers even got onto their website. And they can continue to advertise that vehicle to try to get people in the door, but when you actually come into the door, okay, that $25,000 Mazda that was advertised, well, we're all out of that. We sold all those, but we got three or four others here that are very similar, just a little bit more, and it ends up being $30,000 instead of $25,000. And this is common practice here in the car market. A lot of car dealerships do this, and even the allocations coming from the manufacturer make it to where it's easy for a lot of these dealerships to do it. It's a very low margin product. They get one of them, because what do the manufacturers and what do these dealerships want to do? Well, they want to sell more expensive, higher margin products. So they're not going to have a ton of the ones that maybe a customer would want more of, and they would be able to sell a lot of volume out, but they don't make as much money. And one thing that the FTC did point out, and they said that they're trying to achieve here in the car market, is, in quotes, transparent and truthful. That is the priority that the FTC is looking for in the car market. Forever, the car market has been labeled as this shady place. Used car dealers, new car dealers, new car salesmen, used car salesmen, shady, shady operators will lie their teeth off just to get you in that vehicle. And the whole car market is set up to be designed to be very predatory, to just bold-faced lie to a customer just so they can get that transaction to happen. And I can tell you, in the past, I've been very vocal about not trusting the FTC to do the right thing, to follow through. This is a move in the right direction. I like that they're actually sending warning letters. But even with that, they're going to have to start enforcing if dealerships are going to change their ways. They're going to have to start writing a lot of fees. And hopefully they'll follow through and they'll do this, and they will actually create change in the car market. This is one thing. Consumers, from what we've seen, are not really stepping up and standing against these car dealerships. It's going to take the government to actually do it, to create some real change. And this is a starting point. I don't have a lot of faith in the FTC yet, but if they start acting on this, if they follow through and start what they say is actually monitoring these dealerships that they sent warnings to, then they start writing fees, then they start closing down some dealer's license or something for non-compliance over and over and over and over again, then you'll start seeing more faith, and you'll start seeing more movement in the car market. And I can tell you that we've already gotten some attention from these dealerships just from these letters from warnings. I'm a member of multiple dealer associations, and I got emails when this went out. I got emails from all of them, all at the same time, all at the same day. So there are dealerships that are actually tracking this, and it does seem like it's a serious situation from the dealership standpoint. And even if you have just a little bit of change that comes from these warnings, it's a good move in the right direction. And I hope the FTC keeps, keeps the pedal to the metal. And for a car analogy, that we're walking in front of cars, right? So we got to do that. But if they can continue to do this, we can start seeing some actual real change here in the car market. The public sector has often, in my view, been a lot smarter than the government. And these corporations, they have money that they put into people that know how to get around the law. And it's been done for years. Ever since laws were created, there have been corporations, companies, people that are actually making real, real, real big money that all they do is try to get around working with the government. It's going to come down to how the FTC actually words what they want these dealerships to do to know if the actual dock fee is one of these fees that is going to have to be advertised on each and every vehicle. Because a dealership could go in here and they could say, okay, yeah, we're charging this dock fee, but the dock fee has nothing to do with the car. This is just the service that we're providing to the customer to actually register their vehicle, to do the title transfer. The customer is paying us for this service, and it has nothing to do with the car. This is just for the legality of us getting that car registered for them in their state that they're actually purchasing in it. So I can see that verbiage working around that. Okay, yeah, we're advertising everything that's actually physically associated with the car. Paint protected, nitrogen that's going into the tires, this clear coat that's happening, the door edge guards, all that. Yeah, okay, we will advertise that onto the top of the vehicle because it is physically attached to the vehicle. But the dock fee is not. That's a service that we provide for our customer. And I mean, we have to do it because we have to get it registered for the customer. So that could be one of these fees that is kind of a workaround. But here's my concern going forward, is that if we can use that verbiage to get around that fee, well, you know what? Car dealers have a lot of money, and these big groups, they spend a lot of money on their legal team, and their legal team's going to find loopholes, and they're probably very, very good at finding these loopholes. So even if the FTC wants to pinch these dealers and push them to do the right things, as far as advertising, there's going to be a workaround, and these lawyers that are employed by these big, big dealership groups that have lots and lots and lots of money, they're probably going to find it. And here's the thing. I know Shane, Brandon, you're a used car dealer. Don't you want this not to happen so you can charge all your fees and still rip off the customer? I don't charge any fees. And here's the thing where a lot of people, I think, can get confused. I'm a dealer that doesn't charge fees. I don't even charge a dock fee. And here's how ridiculous that this statement is about the dock fee and how common it is that I am still legally required by my state to post a dock fee poster showing how much my dock fee is. Because that's so common, even though I have a $0 dock fee, I have no dock fee at all, I still have to post that I have an actual $0 dock fee. Okay, that's a whole nother, it's ridiculous, right? So anyway, this kind of push from the FTC, if we have some laws that come into effect, if we have punishments that actually go into effect to a lot of these dealerships, it would actually make the good actors in the car market float above the rest. All the dealers who aren't trying to gouge customers, a dealership like me, I've been to dealer classes before where I've been called ridiculous from what it seemed like from the instructor because I wasn't charging a dock fee. And I've been to these classes also where we talked when the CARS Act was coming out and showing when this act was going to make dealers actually have a separate piece of paperwork for every additional fee that they were trying to charge a customer. And obviously the instructor, the dealer association, was fighting this and didn't want it to happen because they wanted to still have their dealers to be able to charge customers these fees without the customer really knowing what they're being paid. And here's the thing. And I said to the instructor, I said, this sounds like a great thing, right? And his objection to this is, well, think about all the paperwork and all the time that is going to occur if this actually goes through. So this is a horrible thing for dealers. I was like, yeah, I know, but isn't it a great thing for the customers so they know what they're actually paying for? And there was really no response for this. But he was just like, well, Brandon, what if you have to do a piece of paper for everything that you're putting onto the car, isn't that going to make it very cumbersome and make every deal take so long? It's like, dude, I don't have any fees. So all of these changes that can happen in the market coming down from the FTC, what it does is good dealers that are trying to operate the right way, that are trying to treat their customers fairly, that are actually showing their customers what the customer is actually paying for, that's advertising the correct price for the car and not putting on a bunch of this BS that a lot of dealerships do, those dealerships greatly benefit from rules and regulations and things that the FTC is trying to enforce with this. So me being one of those good dealers, I hope it happens. I hope the FTC sticks with it, and I hope some real changes come to the car market, because it'd be good for the consumer and it'll be good for dealers that are actually trying to do the right thing, not rip people off, and try to treat their customer right. So those are the two places where I want wins to happen because of the FTC actually doing their job. So please, FTC, do your job.